Hello, everyone. This is Shay, and I am your host of Shine On. Thanks for tuning in. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And the theme of the week is West Coast, Best Coast. So I'm going to play a whole bunch of songs and bands from the West Coast, of course, from Vancouver down to LA and everywhere in between. So kicking it off right, we're going to listen to a rad band called Rebel on a Mountain. They are out of Vancouver, and the song is Vancouver Homebound. Thanks for listening.
There's a darkening in the sky. It swings in the evening, but I don't mind if it shines on my ceiling, because gold is just a stone. There'll be the light on your table and be the mess on your floor. When you watch your shoreline rip your arms and bring you to a never-ending lie. You could have been an East Coaster, cause I've seen many hearts in a minute. And my, oh my, grey is the colour when you push the red aside.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Thank you.
And welcome back to CITR. So we are listening to some West Coast music this week. I'm not going to lie, it's some of my favorites. So first band we heard there was Rebel on a Mountain, and they're out of Vancouver. The song was Vancouver Homebound off of their album or EP Calendar, which was released last year. Lots of exciting stuff happening for this band recently. They just won the last band standing, which means that they are opening at the AMS block party. So that's super, super exciting. Super happy for those guys. I'm glad they got it. In my opinion, they really deserve more credit than they have. Although their fan base is definitely growing, at least here in UBC. Also, I just saw on Facebook today that MEC, Mountain Equipment Co-op, which is a rad like outdoor store, used one of Rebel on a Mountain's songs for like an ad that they did. So like so sick. Good job, guys. And then the band that we heard after that was called Mode Modern, and they are also a band here out of Vancouver. And that was off of the album Occult Delight. which was released last year, and the song was called She Untamed. So moving right along here, we are going to listen to another band out of Vancouver, because it's just so wonderful. And this is going to be off of their album, their self-titled EP called Cult Babies. And the song is however you want to pronounce it. It's a great song, so let's listen.
Make it work. I'll show you me to California.
And that was the band Cult Babies with the song Minakawa. And that was off of their self-titled EP, which was released last year. They are a Vancouver-based band, and they're just a really funky, psychedelic, kind of rocky, grungy feel, which is just totally awesome, in my opinion. So if you haven't heard, the theme that I'm going with this week is West Coast, Best Coast, because what up? It is. It truly is, in my humble opinion. And yeah, there's some really rad music that comes off of the West Coast, and so I just want to showcase it a little bit tonight. And also, some of these bands have become some of my, like, modern favorites, so it's a fun one for me. I'm really enjoying all these bands that I'm going to be playing. Later on in the show, we're going to listen to some Pack AD, Broken Bells, Atoms for Peace, the Courtneys, of course, Best Coast, and Dum Dum Girls, as well as a bunch of others, so you should definitely keep tuning in, and it's going to be a rad time. So, I always love chilling out to the jazz show before my show. This is the show before me. He's just so incredibly intelligent when it comes to jazz. He knows, like, everything about it. He was, like, in the business for, I don't want to say how many years, but he was in it for a long time, and he knows his stuff. So it's really cool chatting with him before my show. He's an awesome person. So coming right up next, we're going to listen to a really cool band out of LA. It's two sisters, and they're called Bleached. Definitely one of my favorite kind of, like, get me in the summertime mood kind of bands. And the song is Out of My Mind off of their album Ride Your Heart. Thanks for listening to CITR.
Get out of my mind, boy. up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out UBC.ca.
And welcome back to the show. You are listening to Shine On, and I'm your host, Shay. I'm a little bit out of breath because I had to go rescue my friend. But yeah, anyway, so we were just listening to the band Bleached, and they're a band out of LA, and then after that we listened to a band called Tough Age. And the song that we listened to by them was I Waste Too Much Time on Myself, which was off of their self-titled album released last year. So, coming right up next, actually, I'll give you some stuff that's happening around town this week. If you are in Vancouver or the area, you should check out some local music. I always recommend it. So, tomorrow the 25th, you can check out Perfect Pussy, pretty awesome band name, and they're going to be playing at the Cobalt. They just released an LP called Say Yes to Love, and they're a really cool punk rock band. I was reading a little bit about them, and they're really heavily lyrical based, so like, yeah, their lyrics are just really, really stunning. So if you're into that kind of stuff, you should check them out at the Cobalt tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday at the Media Club, you can check out Weekend. On Thursday at the Rickshaw, you could check out the Black Lips and the Coat Hangers. And both of those bands are out of Atlanta, Georgia. So really cool, kind of like Southern States rock. It's pretty awesome. And then on Friday night, you can check out Head Hits Concrete, Cetaskeen, Anna, and Cooked and Eaten, as well as Soot at Rainbow Connection. That's this Friday. And then Saturday, you can check out Mark Sultan, Neighborhood Brats at Electric Owl, as well as The War on Drugs and White Laces at the Biltmore. That, again, is Saturday. So check out some local music. There's some cool stuff happening, as always, here in Vancouver. So right up next, we're going to listen to a band called Eating Out, and the song is Burn, and is a single on Burger Records, which was released in 2012. So let's jam out, man, on CITR.
Walk home.
And welcome back. So just now we were listening to the band Eating Out, which they released the song Burn. It was a single, and that was released in 2012. They are a really cool band here out of Vancouver, of course. Coming right up next, we're going to listen to a band also out of Vancouver. They're called the Pack AD, and it's a really cool duo. It's two chicks. There's a drummer and a singer, so kind of White Stripes style. And yeah, just totally badass, of course. So again, the band is the Pack AD, and the song is Big Shot. Thank you for listening. Hi, welcome back. Sorry for that little pause there. I'm trying to figure out some stuff here in the station. But anyway, that was a really cool band here out of Vancouver. They are called the Pack AD, and the song is Big Shot, and that was off of their album Do Not Engage, which was released in 2013. So I'm sitting here in the studio with my very, very good friend, Mr. Jed Weiss.
Which one
I don't know. Which one do you want to do?
Second one.
Jed, where are you?
I'm right here. Don't worry. I'm here.
There you are.
There I am.
Everyone, this is the legendary Jed.
Yeah. That's some very uneventful legends.
Very, very exciting
very
life
exciting
of Jed.
No.
So, Jed comes out of California.
Up there, yes.
Where in California are you from?
I am from a small town in California called Benicia. I've gotten a lot of questions about that name. Many have asked me if it is a planet or a foreign country capital. It is neither of those things. It's a small town, about 30,000 folks, about a half hour away from San Francisco, and some very chill amigos come from that area.
Cali life,
indeed. It's like here, except a little more hippie and a little more dirty.
Sounds so fantastic.
Yeah, go there.
That sounds like
if
my jam.
If you're from
jam.
Vancouver, yeah, you definitely love it. Same West Coast vibes. But yes, how may I assist your show today, Shay?
Yeah, so we're the theme that I'm going with this week is West Coast, Best Coast.
Oh.
So, you know, it's nice to have, like, some legit, like, real West Coaster. I'm not a real West Coaster.
Exactly.
I'm a transplant.
A transplant.
From back east, so I can't really speak to
An
it.
An Ontario visitor.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought Ontario was a city until about a month ago.
I'm pretty sure I was the one that told you that.
You did indeed do that. She was responsible for my Canadian education.
Yeah, he thought that Ontario was a city. Wait, where did you think that? What did you think Toronto was?
Like
just like a city within
city.
A city.
It was like a different city.
It was just another
Honestly,
city.
I feel like if I didn't find that out soon enough, like a Mountie would beat me up or something.
That's
like
pretty much.
That's probably the.
That's
Canadian
pretty much what happens in Canada
for not
you know?
Understanding.
Mounties just ride around their horses and like they look for Americans who don't know.
They're like packs.
They're Canadian
packs,
shit.
Packs of feral animals, except the people on horseback just beating people up. Is it?
Welcome to Canada.
I guess that's what this is.
That's pretty much how it goes down here, right? Like, come on, really?
Probably.
That's how it happens.
But yeah, that's my knowledge because I grew up in California, new to the Canadian life, but would love to give some Californian knowledge to any of those who seek it.
How are you liking Vancouver?
It is fantastic. People are chill. They're a little bit nicer because they're Canadian. I usually hate seeing stereotypes confirmed, but it's really nice seeing that people in Canada are just actually nicer. Like that is a
yeah, like that's an okay stereotype to have.
Exactly.
Like I'm not ashamed of that.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Thank you.
Thank you. See, there's the politeness. I'm not even wrong. But yeah.
Yeah. So Jed is an aspiring musician, or not even aspiring. He's just full out a musician.
Oh,
he's pretty badass.
Musician's a strong word.
Whatever. Jed also has a show here on CITR. You can listen to him on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. His show is called Crescendo. Do you want to talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, Chris, for those of you who haven't tuned in yet, number one, why?
Yeah.
Number two,
Jesus.
The show I do is called Crescendo. It's kind of like, it kind of describes the show. I just try to start off with some chill acoustic sounding tracks at the beginning of the hour and slowly build in intensity. So it's very eclectic. It's a little something for everybody. Usually start off with either acoustic or some chill wave, like electronic sets. And by the end, I'm finishing off with either hardcore rap, heavy metal, hardcore punk, whatever I feel like that day. And I try to get as many local friends to show some of their talents on the air as possible and play some music live. I've had a few close friends do it. And just the other week, my friends in a band, Two Dogs and a Couple of Bouds, actually, they have a SoundCloud. They're pretty serious now. They actually managed to perform on. They killed it, and that's pretty much what the show's about.
Yeah, it's really, really great. I try to listen every week, and no, it's really, really great. Jed knows his stuff. You're very welcome, my friend. All right, well, yeah. Good old Cali boy.
Yeah.
So moving right along on the show, we're going to listen to a band out of Seattle, Washington. I literally have been to Seattle one time, and I, like, almost consider it one of my favorite cities. Like, really, really dig Seattle. And they're called Band of Horses. Of course, the song is The Funeral, and this was released in 2006. Thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you.
and coming up only to show you wrong. And to know you is hard, and we wonder. To know you all wrong, we
And that was the band, sorry, yeah, that was the band, Band of Horses. It is a band of horses.
It is a band.
This is a thing. The song was The Funeral, and that was off of their album Everything All the Time, which was released in 2006. Again, they are a band out of Seattle, Washington, and they are just...
All horses.
They're all horses. Like, all horses. Everyone. Okay. Everyone in the band is a horse.
PETA had a lot to say about it, but they managed to get it pulled through.
This is true, but you know, like, rock bands, they just prosper no matter what, even if they're all horses. Oh my god. All right, so there's some fun stuff happening around UBC right now. If you do go to UBC, you know that campus has been turned into a maze, pretty much. This is for Storm the Wall. This is a really exciting event that happens. It's going to be happening right until this Thursday. It started yesterday. No, sorry. Yes, it started yesterday, Sunday. And yeah, it goes till Thursday. This is the 36th annual Storm the Wall here at UBC. And it's a really huge event. There's 3,000 plus participants. And what they have to do is they have to swim and then run and then cycle, and then they have to storm, basically get over a 12-foot wall somehow. And so you can be, I think, like a group of up to 5 people, and anywhere between 1 person and 5 people. So there are some people that do it solo. I don't know how 1 person could get over a 12-foot wall without being pulled up, but, you know, people are champions here. So people do it, but it's really exciting. So I'm sure if you do go to UBC, you've seen it or you've heard about it, but go check that out if you haven't, because it's pretty exciting. Also, there's UBC Theater. They have a play out right now called Ubu Roy. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But it's a comedy, apparently, and it's the UBC had an article about it, and they said that it was quote-unquote fucking hysterical. So if they say that, you should probably go check it out. If you're into theater at all, it would probably be a really great thing. So that's happening at the Frederick Wood Theater up until April 5th. So anytime between now and then, go check out that that play called Ubu Roy. Also, the new sub has released an opening date, which is pretty exciting. I hope that it's accurate, not too much later than this, but they have said that they're going to open the new sub next year on January 5th, 2015. So that should be ready for second semester next year. So if you are still around at UBC, that's going to be a really exciting time, and all of us here have seen the process, and they've actually worked really, really hard this year. They've put that building up really quickly, and it looks really beautiful. CITR is getting a sick new station. It's going to be so amazing. It's like right on the ground floor, right when you walk in, basically. And there's going to be just so many cool features. There's going to be these like huge sliding walls that kind of close off the station when nothing's happening, when we're just chilling out. But we can also get a band in to the lounge area and then open those doors, and then these bands will be playing for the whole sub, basically. Everyone in the sub can be watching these bands playing in the station, so it's going to be really sick.
What? That's a thing?
Yeah, that's happening. Wow. I know, it's going to be so cool. And, like, the main station, or the main studio, the on-air studio, is also going to have, like, a huge window. It's, like, right on the main floor, and there's going to be a huge window, so people just passing by in the sub can see everyone that's on air and doing their thing, so CITR can maybe get a little bit more recognition and not be this, like, hidden mystery place somewhere in the sub. So, yeah, so good times for CITR. It's going to be really exciting. Yeah. UBC. UBC. Yeah. So I guess we should move right along. The band that's coming up next, I'm really excited about this one. They are a band out of LA, California. And they just released a new album called After the Disco. And they are a really, really sick band. I've been listening to them for a few years now, and I'm really excited about this. The song is called Holding On for Life. Again, this was released this year, maybe the end of 2013. But great song, so let's listen in. Mm-hmm. And that was the band Bear Mountain out of Vancouver, of course. The song was called Faded, and that was off of their album XO, which was released in 2013. Some funkus stuff coming out of Vancouver, as always. And coming up next, we're going to listen to a very, very interesting band out of... I'm pretty sure they're out of L.A., and they're called Atoms for Peace, and they are what you could call a supergroup. So they have, the lead singer is Tom York, of course, of Radiohead. He's on vocals, guitar, and then the bassist Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers is in the band. And then the Radiohead producer Nigel Godrick is on keyboards and synthesizers. Joey Waronker out of Beck, of course, is on drums, and he's also from REM. And yeah, it's just like, it's all these amazing musicians that came together and formed this band called Atoms for Peace. So just super, super funky stuff. So I hope you enjoy that. Also, I should mention two songs ago, I kind of like pumped up the song called Holding On for Life. Didn't tell you the band name. That was the Broken Bells. They're out of LA, of course. So Broken Bells with the song Holding On for Life off of their album After the Disco. After that, we heard Bear Mountain. And coming up next, Atoms for Peace on CITR.
Thank you.
And that was the Courtneys with the song New Sunday off of their self-titled album. And that was that was released last year. They are a trio out of Vancouver, three girls, really, really cool band. And before that, we were listening to Atoms for Peace, the supergroup out of LA. And that was the song Default off of their album AMOC, which was released in 2013 as well. And coming right up next on this West Coast themed show, we're going to listen to one of my favorite girl bands in the whole world. I play them often because I really love them. And they just released a new album this year, or maybe at the end of last year. But they're called Warpaint, and it's four chicks, and they're just really, really sick. Definitely check them out, because they're just super talented. And they've been actually around for, this is their 10-year anniversary this year, but they're definitely peaking now. So check them out, because they're fantastic. And this is a live version of their new song, Love Is to Die. They're really fantastic live, so I think you should just hear this version because I like it. And you're listening to CITR. My name's Shay, and the show is Shine On.
Thank you. Book the date on March 28th and 29th. Celebrate the UBC Bookstore's new space. Join the new release party. On March 28th, enjoy breakfast with free coffee followed by UBC Bhangra, Poetry Slam, the Thunderbird Dance Team, Missy D and Lady Jams, and UBC Acapella. On March 29th, enjoy music, giant games, face painting, balloon twisting, and kids offers. There will be free food throughout both days, prizes, giveaways, and discounts. Take part in MEC's spin class, backpacking talk, and run clinics for free. The first 50 guests receive a $20 gift card on March 28th, and the first 20 customers receive a $10 gift card on March 29th. For more information, go to bookstore.ubc.ca, and don't forget to book the date.
And that was the band Best Coast, of course, on this West Coast, Best Coast theme. I had to play the band Best Coast. They are a band out of LA. And that was the song When the Sun Don't Shine off of their album Crazy for You, which was released in 2010. And I just love that entire album. You should definitely just check it out because it's really great and it'll put you in a good mood. The song that we heard before that was called Love Is to Die by the band Warpaint off of their self-titled album, which they just released recently, and they're really funky as well. And so wraps up the show tonight. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. I really appreciate it, and I hope that you've enjoyed all of this West Coast music. And thank you, Jed, for being here and, you know, being awesome.
I try. I really do.
You don't even have to, man.
Oh, well, I had to walk here. That included effort.
That's true. You did have to walk here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had to wait outside in the cold for a little bit.
That was terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh, there are bears. There are bears out there.
Bears and Mounties, man. Bears and Mounties. You gotta look out for them.
Mounties riding bears. Worst nightmare. Dumb ran up.
And coming up next, and the final tune for the night, we're going to listen to the band Dum Dum Girls, who are performing... let me get my facts straight before I say this on air. But they're playing at the Biltmore Cabaret, on April 4th, 2014. So yeah, that's at the Biltmore. If you like the sound of these girls, check them out. And thank you so much for listening again. Have a great evening, and I will talk to you all next week. Rock out, guys.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We know how magnets work.
If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day.